This is Dabu 7. We have Russia saying they're not satisfied and rejecting Trump's proposals to end the Ukraine war. Now, Trump had put on the table that he wants to make a pledge, and that pledge is that Ukraine would not join NATO for 20 years as part of this potential peace deal. Another part of that is that Trump wants European troops to deploy to Ukraine to monitor any future ceasefire. And some are raising eyebrows at that, like, does that need to happen? And Russia's looking at it like, no, that's European troops coming into Ukraine, and they're just walking right up to the front lines. Now, if you just judge by Trump's own interviews, like the one from Time magazine on December 12th, he's talking about freezing hostilities along the lines of engagement and transferring further responsibility for confronting Russia to the Europeans. This is what Lavrov's saying they're not satisfied with any of this, and they do not want to see this peacekeeping contingent of UK and European forces in Ukraine. Now, Trump campaigned on ending the proxy war in Ukraine, but it's still unclear how he intends to do that. Now, he assured NATO countries that U.S. military aid would continue to flow to Ukraine after his inauguration. When he said before he was cutting the money off, he was stopping it, all that is out the window. Wonder what else is going to get switched around. So Russia's rejecting all this, and they're like, you better have something way better than that, or there is no peace plan, and it's still war in Ukraine, and you guys are still supporting it. It's still your proxy war. We all know this. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen out the gate or anytime soon with what they have worked up. Now, I also find it very odd that Zelensky is reaching out to this new leader of the new Syria, saying that we want to work together, hand in hand, and they're shedding more light on how they helped everything that happened in Syria. Ukraine did, Zelensky, behind the scenes. I'm going to leave some links so you guys can read into the further details of this stuff. I'll break it down on the next live stream, going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure to join me there, where I'm talking about this in a whole lot more in greater detail. This has been Dabu 7. Much love, y'all.